DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014, and beyond.
In keeping with the strategic objective of fostering sustained human capital development, the government has over the last year introduced several programs and initiatives geared towards increasing the efficiency of the health sector and boosting national health levels. On today's program, we examine some of these initiatives. In his contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate last June, Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson announced that the government would maintain the no-user fee policy, ensuring that all citizens and especially the most vulnerable would have continued access to free healthcare. At the same time, Dr. Ferguson announced that the government would be introducing the GOJ Health Card, designed to help maximize the reach of free healthcare and streamline its delivery. Set for full rollout by March 2014, the card will allow persons with prescriptions from public health facilities access to medication at no cost for items that are on the vital, essential, and necessary VEN list. The service will be available at public sector and select private sector pharmacies island-wide.
The card will facilitate better monitoring and identification. It will also take into account private health insurance so that instances where charges arise, we can better adequately and quickly deal with it. We see expedited services arising out of the use of this card.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. Last year, the government earmarked $50 million to begin the implementation of an electronic medical record system to replace the existing paper-based system. Starting in the first quarter of 2014, the system is to be deployed first in regional hospitals, followed by the Centers of Excellence for Primary Healthcare. In January, the government is scheduled to begin transferring the island's pharmaceutical services to the National Health Fund to better facilitate the distribution of in-demand medicine across the country. The government in November approved the Non-Communicable Disease NCD Strategic Plan 2013-2018 as part of efforts to reduce fatalities caused by NCDs.
We will be working assiduously, especially as it relates to our primary care centers, to move towards our 25% reduction by 2025. Now I'm very happy that the government have now brought on board approval of that strategic plan.
The plan serves as the roadmap for reducing the prevalence of these diseases by addressing risk factors such as unbalanced diets, physical inactivity, and use of harmful substances. A major step in relation to the reduction of NCDs was the decision to impose a ban on smoking in public places in July. The ban was effected under the Public Health Tobacco Control Regulations 2013 and forbids smoking in all enclosed places, public transportation, government-owned and occupied buildings, and areas specified for use by children, among other locations.
As a country, what we're doing is taking the tough decisions. I posit that the banning of smoking in public places is good for Jamaica. I submit that Jamaica today, public space, is better off today than it was before the 15th of July.
In March, the minister announced that government is working to develop a national infant and young child feeding policy to assist in reducing the mortality and morbidity of Jamaica's infants. The policy seeks to bring Jamaica closer to Millennium Development Goal 4, which is a two-thirds reduction in the under-5 mortality rate by 2015.
In 2000, Jamaica's child mortality rate stood at 24 per 1,000 live births, which means that by virtue of our commitments, we are required to achieve between 9 and 10 per 1,000 live births by 2050.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. Bringing Jamaica's health sector on par with first world standards through its policies and procedures is key in fostering sustained human capital development. The government is steadfastly committed to this process as part of plans to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.